For no one who foreknew his death would at once proceed to baptism or the monastic life, but everyone would spend all his days in iniquities, and only on the day of his death would he approach baptism and repentance. From long habit, he would become confirmed in vice and would remain utterly incorrigible. It's paragraph 9 of step 6, which is about remembrance of death. St. John is answering the question that he poses, why, if the remembrance of death is so beneficial, has God hidden the time of our death from us? So he tells us why. And at the end, he says this amazing thing that we know by intuition, but we ignore. And this is what really moves me the most about this passage. From long habit, he would become confirmed in vice and remain utterly incorrigible. Now, I read the latter for the same reason that I read the scriptures. I read it for edification. I read it to be rebuked about my sins. I read it to be inspired, to be edified, to learn things, to have something that helps me to change from being the sinner I am to perfected in Christ. And so when I hear this about long habit, it rings very true for me. We have many habits. Most of them are bad. It's very hard to fix bad habits. As a priest, I see that people have habits that remain with them sometimes for all the time that I know them. And I certainly have bad habits that I learned as a boy that are very hard for me to eradicate. So let's talk about bad habits for a moment. Let's talk about things like smoking, cursing, sexual impurity, which is a terrible habit which many people indulge in, sometimes even not even completely being aware of it. Laziness, being irritated with others, judging others, neglecting our prayers, sleeping in. These are all terrible habits. And most people who are Christians, I say most because not all, want to change their habits. Well, how do you do it? Well, it seems to me that the remembrance of death is very helpful in this regard. And what is the remembrance of death? That everything is fleeting, that everything changes, that there's only one truth, and that's Jesus Christ, and everything else is death. And if we live according to that premise, then we can make some progress. But how do we change our habits? Let's talk in a practical sense, because really, I think all theology must be practical. It must help you change the person you are to the person you should be. Otherwise, it's just big words. So let's take the habit of cursing. If you curse, how about having a book? And every time you curse, putting a check mark. And then when you go home at night, you do 3 prostrations. Now, either you're going to get really, really strong and in great shape, or you're going to learn to stop cursing. You're going to react to that habit. You're not going to just say, well, I just do it, you know, when I'm hanging out with these people or when I'm at work, people use these words and I just tend to fall in with them. No, that's not the way a Christian talks. That's not the way a Christian acts. What about sexual impurity? I know lots of people that have trouble with sexual impurity. What are they doing about it? Oftentimes, not that much. Are you still watching R-rated movies? Are you still telling dirty jokes? Are you still being lazy? Are you not saying any prayers if you fall into sexual impurity? Well, no wonder you still have that bad habit. What about irritation? Do you apologize? Do you force yourself to apologize every time that you're irritated with someone? That would go a long way towards helping you with the bad habit. What about judging? I just read something recently. When you judge, make a prostration 3 times and say, "Oh Lord, forgive me for judging this person and save them." How about that? That's a way of breaking your bad habit. All these things that I mentioned and a dozen more, 100 more besides, are bad habits, and if we become confirmed in them, we might not change. So to me, the remembrance of death, as far as habits, has 2 aspects. One is, I could die, and I don't know when, and I don't want to do things that are death. And the other is, what if the things that I do that are death, I do so often that I become incorrigible? Where is that line? I don't know where it is, and you don't know where it is either. God help us to be delivered from bad habits.